From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. I'm Diane Erickson, today's host for Melody Time. On this program, we'll be playing music inspired by poets and myth-makers. William Shakespeare, the greatest of all English writers, has inspired a vast number of musical compositions. Mendelssohn, Tchaikovsky, Berlioz, and Richard Strauss are just a few of the great composers who set his ideas to music. Shakespeare was born over 430 years ago in a small English town. He was extremely successful in his own lifetime, drawing crowds both at home and abroad, and the sentiments expressed in his works are every bit as fresh and original today as ever. The great bard's birthday has always been cause for celebration, particularly when it's a nice round number. Back in 1864, the 300th anniversary of his birth was commemorated in grandiose style in Prague, and with 200 actors dressed up as characters from his plays, parading to music composed specially for the occasion by Bedřich Smetana.
Thank you.
The Shakespeare Festival March by Bedřich Smetana, performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Robert Stankovsky. In 1632, just a few years after Shakespeare's death, the English dramatist Ben Jonson said of him, "He lived not only for our time, but forever." How true these words proved to be. And as I mentioned earlier, Shakespearean material has always found its way into music, whether it be incidental music for theater plays, or ballets, operas, or musicals. From the plethora of such settings, we've chosen one from Otto Nicolai's opera, The Merry Wives of Windsor. It's a historical recording featuring the unforgettable Fritz Wunderlich, singing the famous serenade, "Horch, die Lerche singt im Hain." Listen, the lark is singing in the grove.
Deutlich ist das Liebestun.
Fenton Serenade for the Beautiful Anna, Horch die Lerche singt im Hain, from Otto Nicolai's opera The Merry Wives of Windsor, based on Shakespeare's play of the same name. For the origins of our next piece of music, we need to go even further back in European literature history. In fact, another 250 years before the birth of Shakespeare. There we come to the Italian poet Giovanni Boccaccio and his collection of 100 tales, the famous Decameron. The Austrian composer Franz von Suppé dedicated an opera to the poet, entitled simply Boccaccio. Now the music he composed has more in common with Suppé's own 19th century than the 14th century when Boccaccio lived. The opera features fashionable Viennese dances from Suppé's time, such as the waltz and the polka, as well as this minuet and tarantella. The minuet in a stately classical style, and the tarantella conjuring up a suitably Italian atmosphere. State Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Alfred Falter, playing the minuet and tarantella from Franz von Suppé's opera Boccaccio. In old Vienna, there was a strict tradition that dance musicians should not only conduct their orchestras at social events, but also come up with at least one new dance melody to be dedicated to the host of the evening. As you can imagine, there was much jostling for position as every club and association endeavored to have a work composed to mark its own special occasion. And naturally enough, the more illustrious the name of the man commissioning the piece, the more famous the composer, and vice versa. Among the compositions by the various members of the Strauss family, there are many dedications. Not that it's always obvious to whom the work was actually dedicated. For example, Hesperus, an artist's association, requested a dance melody by Joseph Strauss for their carnival ball in 1866. It just so happened that Joseph's brother, Eduard, had already written a waltz for the same ball entitled Hesperides, a fitting title since in Greek mythology, Hesperides are the daughters of Hesperus. Not to be outdone, Joseph Strauss called his composition Thalia, after the Greek muse of comedy. Thalia, a polka mazurka by Joseph Strauss, performed by the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra under conductor Alfred Walter. The polka mazurka requires a more stately and romantic approach than the lively Bohemian polka, and Joseph Strauss, the second oldest son of Johann Sr., is considered the unrivaled master of the art. Joseph's brother, Edvard, together with their father, Johann, tended to specialize in a faster tempo, and that was almost the downfall of Strauss the Elder. Not because his galop dances lacked verve and zest, but because they had too much of it. Just when the galop was the very height of fashion, a tuberculosis epidemic swept through Vienna, and rumor had it that the super-fast galop dances were the reason. Jumping to such a conclusion seems ludicrous nowadays, but Strauss was sufficiently concerned to exclude all his fast dance melodies from his official catalog of works. Needless to say, the galop dances have not been proved to be hazardous to your health, so it is with a clear conscience that we conclude today's program with the Stell dich ein, galop by Johann Strauss, with the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Mika Eichenholz. Thank you. The Stell dich ein Gallop by Johann Strauss the Elder. Stell dich ein, incidentally, is German for rendezvous, sometimes even meaning a lover's tryst. If you're a lover of classical melodies, I hope you'll rendezvous with us in the next edition of Melody Time from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne. I'm Diane Erickson, saying thanks to Barbara Anders, who compiled the music and stories, Rick Fulker, who produced the show, and Michael Neubert, the studio engineer. Thanks for listening.